Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before we can do this, we're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
How are you, Cindy?
Okay, other than the fact that my other computer was trying to download Windows 10 and I couldn't go on it, and now I had to switch to my Mac, and thank God I have the Mac. It's a conspiracy. Just, you know, there's so much technology now that just when you learn how to do something, something else is happening.
They change it up on you.
One computer's working, one's not. I mean, you should see with
goodness.
My iPad, it did something so awful, horrible yesterday. My electronic calendar just disappeared, which, you know, I have like 90% written down, but not 100%. Almost had a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what happened to it? How does it just disappear? Like, where is it?
Oh, dear Lord.
So I shut it down. It comes back. It doesn't come back on. And I'm, like, freaking. Then a half an hour later, I see it's my calendar's back. I'm like, well, thank God. And I made sure I wrote it all by hand, you know, frantically, just because I don't trust it. And then today, something that never works, when you do your email, it used to be able to, like, if you type two letters, it would give you a word you could put in. And that hasn't worked for, like, months. Now that's back working. Go figure the thing.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's...
I hate it when they try to make our lives easier and they make them harder.
I know. It's always when we know what we're doing and then they give us something when we don't know what we're doing. Oh,
exactly.
It's confusing. It's confusing. Well, we do have a little nicer weather out there. It's a little chilly still.
Thank
but
God.
Sunny. Sunny is a good
I'll
thing.
I'll keep it.
I'll keep it too.
I'll keep it. I'm perfectly okay with that.
And I could see that we do have tonight a lot of callers, and a few have sent me emails that wanted to get through, so I think we'll try to start in as soon as possible because this way we might be able to get all, you know, a lot of people in. But
oh, yes.
What do we have to remind our listeners in case they
all of you
want...
lovely, lovely listeners out there, if you would like to speak to Cindy or myself, then please press the number 1 on your keypad so that this way I get my lovely little alert that says that you'd like to be picked up. If you do not press the number 1, then we will not know that you want to be on the air tonight. And that's basically it.
Okay, terrific. And I don't even know how to scroll this down on a Mac to see all the numbers that are listed, by the way.
Well, we've got a lot of numbers. So why don't you give me what I do is I usually identify by the last 4 digits when I pull people into the chat room. So why don't you give me the last 4 digits of their phone number, and then I will find them in the queue for you.
Okay, so we have a 7220, which I see, and 5166. I see those two. Those two right there.
Okay.
And then you're going to look for...
So we're going to do 7220, and then we're going to do which one?
We're going to be doing the 5166. And, and we're going to be doing a 5864.
5864.
Or it could be a 6950 because they gave 2 numbers.
Okay, we'll try the 6950 because I don't see either of those numbers
And a 4286.
4286 I have.
Okay, good.
So,
okay.
All right. So what
we're going to
do is we are going to I queued them up as call 1 and call 2 for you, Cindy. So let's start out with these two. And then let's you know, hopefully the other numbers will pop in, because the other ones that you called out, I did not see in our lovely, lovely queue here. So we're going to start out with 7220. I think that is in New York. And that is how you know that we are talking to you. So let's see who's waiting for us there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jane again. How are you?
Hi, Jane. How are you? Jane again.
Jane.
We love Jane again. We love Jane again.
While I was waiting, I was reading your blog, and I saw a really, really accurate description of my last so-called relationship. Boy, was that a mistake and a learning experience.
Oh, you know, when I talk like men who make women afraid, that they don't communicate because they make all the rules, and we've been terrified to ask them anything. And
yeah.
I was just sort of compelled to write that because I've heard the same song and dance from too many women lately.
And you know, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
When I first started seeing you for readings, you are the only one who snapped me out of it.
Wow.
It was a long time ago. When I have my real reading, I'll remind you of it.
Oh, I remember. I remember it was when you were still living in Oyster Bay.
Yeah, I was suffering and suffering, and then I called you, and I had my first reading, and you snapped me right out of it in 5 minutes.
I know, it was amazing. When I made it clear that we didn't come this far to have men snap their fingers and tell us, you know, how high to jump or not jump, you know.
Right.
As frightening as that is, we really have to, you know, learn from that. So, anyway, I know you've been going through a hard time kind of career-wise.
Yeah, that relationship still lasts, I don't know how long. And I'm due for a reading soon, but I can't afford it this.
That's okay.
Minute.
So that's why we're here. We're here for, like, if you need us, we're here.
Yeah. And you know the story. And I've been working, as usual. But, you know, I think I emailed you my take-home pay, and that's what it is. You know, I don't want to disclose exactly what it is because there's a person that we both know that might be listening, and I don't really want to know my business from work. You know what I'm talking about. But one step forward, one step back, one step forward, one step back, and I'm still stuck in this place, and I can't do this anymore. I just wanted to know if you can do a quick card. Look-see.
Okay, now, I know you've been trying to do some work on the, you know, some of your work via the internet computer.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, go ahead.
And you had one place that trained you better, so
you're able to do it for that one
place, right, with the training?
Yeah, but the main place is holding me back, I think, a lot of ego issues because I couldn't understand a word that, you know, what did they try to convey. So I got nowhere with them, but now I know a lot more thanks to the decent training I got at the other place, which is down south, and I could definitely do it, you know, just have to get it together. But they're holding me back from leaving because I think it's an ego thing.
Well, first of all, they want you in person there. They don't want you to move away, you know.
Well, no, that's not them. They don't care. My direct supervisor is supporting me, whichever decision I make. I guess that is part of it, but anyway, if I stay here, I'm going to end up in not a good place. This place is really bad, as you know, and even if I wanted to stay, I can't, because soon it's going to be torn down, and if the bank takes a hold, wakes up and takes it over.
All right, so you're worried about where you're going to live, and if your situation's going to get better with the work.
Yeah, I need a miracle with money, and a relationship might be helpful, but you know,
a relationship might be helpful because it might be nice if you had someone that's there for you and you're there for him, by the way, and you're a pretty good catch. So, I mean, that could be one form of a miracle. That could be one form of a miracle, by the way, because I did get the Ace of Cups, so which could be a relationship coming your way. You know, I know right now you're so focused on everything else that it's hard for you to even put out energies toward that, but I could see that happening. As far as your career, it looks like you're getting on the right track with the whole computer thing. I think if you go to your current, you know, main job and let them know that you've actually done it, show what you're doing, they'd be on board with you now.
Okay.
That looks like they don't want to lose you. They know you're good at your job. So that you know, funny how to go elsewhere to get trained. And then it really looks like what you've been doing on the computers is really your key out of
yeah.
the financial mess you're in. And it's, and you struggled to learn it, and you've learned it, and I think you probably feel a little better about that now.
Yeah. I still have more to learn, but I know how to find out what I need to know now because I had much better training.
Good, and that's the whole thing. What people are complaining about in America is that nobody's training them properly, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's just like nobody has the patience, nobody has the time. But what I see for you, though, is better with that whole career thing going. Move you've been wanting and anticipating probably could be, you know, a move, you know, out of state you were thinking again.
Yeah, I really think I want to do that now.
Okay, because that looks like it's now doable for you. Once you get, just hang in there for like the next semester or so when you get these, you know, the online courses and things that you need.
Yeah.
And then it looks really, really good for you, by the way.
Well, I have no place to be next semester. I'm going, by semester you mean the summer, I'm teaching over, well, okay, so if somebody's listening, it's too bad.
But nobody will. But it'll be the summer. Anyway, you also need the miracle of finding a place to live. So that also looks doable for you here too, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's you putting those, you know, the energy out there that you need a place.
I could barely afford what I'm living in now with you know what my take-home pay is. I could barely pay her, and you know how disgusting this is. And so something real is going to be three times what I'm paying here. You know, something, I mean, a real apartment that's decent. Not, you know, I'm not even talking about luxury.
Okay, but it still looks like some little miracle in the 11th hour. Always it's for you at the 11th hour, by the way. You tend to sweat things out, and then some miracle happens.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, finding this place was a miracle because
it was the only thing.
But it's
okay, but we want a little better miracle than that one, okay? So.
Yeah, it was the only thing. And
the way
I found it, it was a sort of a miracle, but not a permanent one.
Okay, but this is what's going on here. Looks like better money from what you've learned. Looks like you should be able to find a pretty nice place to live. Start looking now, by the way. You know, put your feelers out there. And,
with no way to pay for it, though?
Really? That's something you're going to, you know, working on the money. That's working, you know, working on the money as much as you can.
But I've really topped out. I've hit the ceiling, you know, with what I do. That's what's freaking me out. You know, the private stuff is not really, it's not really going to happen unless someone helps me with it, you know, like backs me or.
All right. And then what I'm just seeing is, you know, you got a little bit of struggle ahead of you, but it's doable. Okay. So I always see that you're going to pull out and pull through and somehow manage. It might be a situation that you're going to sort of stumble upon and kind of be a win-win for you and for the person in the housing situation. So
I mean, until I can get to where I want to be down south.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm not seeing, you know, don't get panicky yet, you know. It's like the cards look very good for you. Again, it's not as fast as we would want everything to change, but there are really some positive changes in your here. So, again, I don't think the bank's going to go after her place in a second. I think you still have a little more time there too. So,
but it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I know
here.
It's bad. I know it's bad.
It's getting worse by the minute. And you know, I also spend many hours a week because you know I don't have a place to shower even here.
All right. So, that's what we're going to put that out to the universe. What you need. You got the Justice card, so something's going to give here. By the way.
Okay. All right.
So. I mean, how it's going to happen, how the miracle's going to happen, not entirely sure, but it actually, when's your birthday, just the month and the day?
What? It does?
When's your birthday, the month and the day?
What about the month and the day and the connection?
Just of your birthday, your birthday, month and day.
Well, my birthday just passed.
Okay, good. That's what I was hoping you would say, because you have a good year opened up from when your birthday, so...
Okay, so but, it's not
No, this is the year that goes from your year goes from your birthday to when the next birthday, so it looks much better for you. So.
But what about this birthday? Because next birthday is
Between now and that birthday, things should make a major change and better for the better. So, just hang in there a little bit longer.
Well, yeah. So
I know.
Okay, so
I know it's hard for you.
I just turned an age where I'm almost eligible for Social Security, so I don't have time to mess around here. So it's not.
Okay.
I mean, it's not you're doing. The cards are what they are, but.
Again, maybe you can think about, you know, applying for your Social Security because, you know, maybe you still don't make it. You could still make some money while you're doing that.
No. Yeah, it's not going to happen. No, it's too much. I went through that already. The little bit I make is too much for that.
I know. It's funny. Sometimes you've got to make
yeah.
a lot or nothing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it does look better for you. Email me and let me know as things happen, by the way. Because,
okay.
But it does look very hopeful. The cards are hopeful. So I know you need
All
that
right.
to know that.
So, I mean, literally a miracle is what I need, something that
Okay, we believe in miracles here. Ask
okay,
Nicole. We believe in miracles.
So being that that's what I need, that's the cards do indicate that that's what's up front.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little miracle happening here. So.
A little miracle. Okay, we don't know what it is, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Something's
going
to happen. All right, Cindy, thanks.
Yes, and you have to let me
my...
know what happens and keep me informed email-wise, by the way.
Oh, sure. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to my next reading. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Thanks,
okay.
guys. Have a good night. Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think we just got Nicole blown off here, so I'm going to take control here. Okay, I'm going to go to the 646 number.
Back.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to the 646 number over here, the 6950, by the way.
Okay.
And then right now, and let me just see if I can pull that. Hi, it's Cindy. You're live and on the air.
Hey, Cindy. It's Andrew. How you doing?
Oh, now, I just love Andrew because he's reading Grant Me a Higher Love, and anybody who reads that book goes right to the top of the class with me. Okay, it's like, yes.
plus, I'm a guy because you probably get a lot of girls that call in. So.
Oh, and that's what we really could use, a guy. You know, it's funny. I have a lot of male clients. It's not that easy to get them, but when I get them, they're my biggest fans, and I just love them. But, you know, for every, like, 150 women I read, I get one man. Okay.
Yeah,
so now, Andrew...
Yeah.
You might want to tell us what kind of drew you to reading Grant Me a Higher Love. You know, how you stumbled across it, how, you know.
Well, a friend of a friend did a reading, and she's like, you know, I was talking about a relationship, and she's like, you should read this book. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to put in the effort. You know, I'm willing to put in the effort to, you know, if she says that's a good thing, do the assignments, go in order. So I started I ordered last week, so I just started it, and I guess I'm on to, like, step three, I guess, of 19.
Hey, that's pretty good in a week.
Yeah. No, it's actually a pretty easy read, and I'm just like, it's not that hard. You know, I sit down, try and knock out, like, 30 pages, you know, so last night I knocked out about...
It took 4 years to write it, and part of the hard problem was making complex things simple.
Well, actually, I think you did a pretty successful job. I thought it was pretty simple. Now it's just like, all right. Identifying it and, you know, processing some of it. Some stuff I have to go back and read again, make sure I process it the right way. But, you know, just chipping away at it, you know.
Andrew, are you on the road to a higher love? Is the woman who recommended, is she a friend or more than a friend?
No, it's just a friend. No, it's just a friend, not someone that I'm interested in or anything like that. So.
Okay, so you might want to, you know, ask us your questions. And me, Mom, I'm just going to, like, see what's here for you anyway before you even say anything. You got the Wheel of Fortune spinning, Andrew, which you only get one or two times in your entire life. It's a five-year period in which God pretty much wants to give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea of where you want to be 5 years from now?
Yeah, I have a good idea.
Good, because you should be able to manifest it money-wise as well.
Sure.
You have a grandfather who passed away, by the way, Andrew?
Yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow. So.
Okay, because he's saying hello to you, and I think it's funny that his birthday is tomorrow and you should call in today because he seems very excited to be able to talk to you for a minute. Do you miss him at all?
I miss him tons.
Okay, because he misses you too. And funny, I have a feeling it's your grandfather that really brought you to Grant Me a Higher Love. because it's usually dead people that seem to get that book somehow into someone's hands.
Well, I feel like it was a friend who, and then referred to a friend, and then that's how I ended up to the book. So I was like, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Just follow the process. You know, someone told you to read it, read the book, you know. So, you know, just kind of following the footsteps, you know, following the path and just seeing where it guides me, you know.
And it's going to guide you. Your grandfather was a hardworking man. Do you remember that about him?
Oh, yeah. Well,
very hard.
Yeah, he was, and he instilled it in my dad, and my dad instilled it in me. So.
Right, because he's so proud that you're hardworking. I mean, would you mind sharing your age with us?
I'm 35.
Okay, that's what I thought, because you sound like you're about my daughter's age. She's 36, so kind of figured you were in that same generation. But, you know, for the most part, your generation isn't overly hardworking, so you're pretty different, you know, how hard
right.
you work. Your grandfather likes that you're not entitled. You don't have that entitlement. And he did love working hard, by the way. He was a very old soul. Older souls work very hard. It's what they do. He doesn't miss life, per se. He misses the people he loves very much.
Yep.
But he seems to be, you know, have adjusted to the other side, which is always good to hear. He does guide you. I mean, now that you're sort of opening the vortex to, you know, higher love and communication to the other side, you're going to find you'll be able to get messages from him yourself.
Right.
And do you ever think you've gotten any from him, by the way?
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten some, for sure.
Because he's not a hard voice to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, this is a man who loves communicating from the other side. He actually gets a kick out of it. He seems to have a very keen sense of humor. I don't know if he had that on Earth, but he's pretty funny on the other
side.
No, he did.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, there's certain things that I feel like he's sending me signs and stuff on, and, you know, I hope I interpret some of them, but I'm not, you know, never really sure. So, but
good. You know, you're in for some major changes in the next year, including, you know, having and manifesting and keeping the love that you want. Is that important to you at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because it's going to happen. And did you have a relationship that ended not too long ago, by the way?
Yeah, pretty much, yep. Or, yeah, I guess though it ended weird, but, you know, I mean, you know, the hard thing was, you know, she's going to school, you know, I thought I did it, you know, the way it happened, like, she fell into my life, I thought it was, you know, like, wow, all the cards are lining up, you know, and I don't know, you know, I can't really explain why, I don't really know why it ended, but you know.
But that's very
characteristic. I guess I've kept my hope up, but, you know, just kind of let it be, let her breathe and finish her school, because she's overwhelmed and stuff, but, you know. I don't know if I'm just holding on to a straw or if it's something that will come back and she'll be like, she's dealing with a lot of stuff personally that she couldn't open up about. And, you know, cause I listened to some of your older programs and stuff. And I'm like, all right, kind of educating myself on the whole thing, you know,
good.
Where I've never probably done. So
your generation has a tendency to ghost, kind of disappear from each other without, you know, nobody seems to know what happened. Kind of poof, we're gone.
Right.
But do you believe she was a soulmate when you first met her? Did you feel like you loved her with your heart?
Yeah.
How about with your soul? Did she bring out the best in you in the beginning?
Yeah, no, she did. I mean, I you know, I haven't had feelings like that in a long time where I just like, you know, it just motivates me. It just like, you know, I just want to be the best. I just really want to bring it all out and, you know, do anything I could to make sure she knew how special she was. It wasn't so much about me, but being sure she knew. You
okay,
know?
Well, that's certainly.
I thought that like transpired, and I felt like she read it, but I don't know if she got scared. Like, you know,
I don't know
if I deserve it. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, it wasn't
she
like it wasn't a forced meeting. Her, I met her at the airport. It was dumb luck. It was delayed flight. No, otherwise I probably would have never met her. You know, we hit it off. I didn't really know I was into her, and until I was like on the flight, and I was like, wow. I really like this girl, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go for it, you know? And I like, you know, I kissed her on the plane. I was just like, I just couldn't let her walk away without her knowing that, you know, I wanted to be different than someone she ever met. You know, I just wanted to, if I was going to lose there, but, you know, I was willing to go for it, you know? So,
Well, that's great, because love takes courage. Also, you know, soulmate love is a divine conspiracy of heaven and earth. So they have to delay planes. They have to stall you. They have to get you to take a trip. They have to get her to be where she has to go. You can imagine the complex, you know, things that happen on the other side to make it work. But oftentimes, it's usually around the 3 month to 6 month mark that people start getting afraid. How long were you, like, in a relationship?
It was probably just after three, because I had actually just taken her, and I felt like she might have got scared, because I surprised her like 2 weeks before. I took her to a work trip that was, you know, a reward trip, and like she met my mom. She loved my mom. My parents loved her. You know, they were all excited about meeting her. And she might have been like, wait, their family's too nice. Like, I don't know if she might have been, I don't know if she's embarrassed on her side. I haven't figured it out, you know. I dissected it, but, you know, you can only dissect it so far without assuming, you know.
Well, it's,
you know,
very
just, you
good because I can tell she was a definitely high soulmate, because you wouldn't be so guided to find the answers. You wouldn't be a person who's trying to figure out why this didn't work or what it is and what happened. So you can see already the alchemy of her soul and your soul has made you want to evolve. So that in itself is interesting. Commitment phobics, and, you know, you might want to give you permission to jump up to step 17, by the way, which is commitment phobia. You can, like, go right there after we get off the phone today. Because she's a classic commitment phobic, and commitment phobics get really nervous. They don't want to really meet your friends and family. They don't want to get that intimate. It scares them. You know, she has her own childhood issues, and soulmate love brings up unhealed issues, and that's why people start running. If you have a mediocre love, you don't really have to worry about healing your issues. If you have toxic love, you'll just stay in anger and kill each other. But when you have, like, this higher love, it really scares you. And did she tell you anything about her parents' marriage, by the way?
No, I don't really know anything about her parents' marriage. I mean, I know the parents still live, you know, they're together. You know, I know she lives with her parents. You know, she dated someone, lived with them full time, but she went back there. I know there's something there, but I don't know. I didn't feel like I was with her enough to push for it, you know, because, like I said, she works full time. She's going to school full time, taking like 5 credits. So, you know, she's studying until 2 a.m. So I only really got to see her like Saturday and Sunday, you know, I really didn't get a lot of time. But I figured when the summer came around, all right, she's enough class, you know, then I'd really get to spend a lot more time with her and see where it evolves, you know.
Okay, and then she's scared. So what you're going to do is pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back. If it's her, so be it. Otherwise, the universe will start bringing you in alignment with another soulmate. But they really have to see what plays out here. Because, you know, this, when you bring soulmates, there's a certain cycle and pattern. Love can be fixed 2 feet in or 2 feet out. Right now, are you not talking to her at all? Is there no communication right now?
I reached out to her last week. I just texted her and just said I was thinking of you. And, I mean, she wrote back, like, instantly, you know, thinking about you too. You know, I hope all is well. You know, like, we had a conversation, but I didn't push. I know she's studying, you know. I just don't want to be, you know, some guys will, you know, people do the wrong thing, be up someone's ass when they really just need to breathe. And I've just done the opposite of what everyone wants to do and just follow that path. So, you know, I mean, I want to reach out to her. She should be done with finals on Saturday. I put it on her to say, like, you know, when you're done with class, you know, I appreciate if we could just get together, you know, for a cup of coffee or something, just chat, you know. You know, I don't really know how to play it, you know. So I don't know if I should just be like, walk away, or it's just, you know, I should be the one to reach out there and ask this, or ask a specific question, or what, you know.
Well, part of it is eventually you're going to have to put your cards on the table, which, you know, you give her space, you know, let her go through her finals without trauma. You want to make sure she has her good grades, and then you know, ask her, you know, talk about the pink elephant in the room, like, what am I to you? You know, what do you want? Do you want a committed relationship? Because that's what I'm looking for. You know, be honest. It's like nobody wants to talk about what's really going on. And, you know, love needs time and space. And, you know, she hasn't wanted to give you that time and space. You know, sometimes if, even though her parents are still married, it appears that their marriage was probably one that isn't great, like ideal. You know, they may just get along barely, but It's not a good thing to see people married long term that don't get out of it when they're not happy, because it makes people get really afraid of commitment, because they're thinking, oh my God, you know, you make your bed, lie in it, there's no getting out of it. You know, she may have her own thoughts. I never want to be like my parents, and your whole generation seems to be saying that. And what happens is then you have no relationship. Because you know, love is hard. It's not easy. It goes up and down a ladder. It's good. It's bad. It's taking each other for granted. You know, you throw a couple of kids into it and money worries. You can understand why marriages can have their ups and downs.
Dating's not easy. I don't even know how marriage can be used. No, I get it.
You know, what I'm seeing here, she's really having some extremes of moods, by the way. She's kind of mad at herself, and she doesn't know why she's doing what she did. I mean, I had a reading with a woman today that you know, her regret is that she had a guy like you ready to commit, you know, nice guy like you. And, you know, she just ran from it. And, you know, he came back again and gave her a second shot, and she was still like, well, let's take it slow. And finally the guy got fed up. And, you know, now he's with somebody else, and it's her biggest regret. Like, she didn't know why she did it, and I had to point out all her fears. You know, fears of loving someone who could die on you. You know, fears of all the fears of commitment, and so that she would be ready for the next person that comes along. This girl has been hurt, by the way, by guys. You know, she hasn't picked the best guys in the past.
No, I know that. And I mean, she just mentioned that once. She's like, She hinted, she's like, you're a dream. You're, like, out of a movie. She's like, the movie Serendipity. Like, she just, like, I can't believe it. You know, I met someone, like, you know, I know the past relationships were that bad, you know. I didn't push because I don't really need to know the past. I didn't think I needed to know the past, but maybe I do.
Is that she's fallen for the princes that become the beast. She hasn't picked good guys, so she doesn't trust her judgment. She's been hurt. It's made her a closet commitment phobic because she really doesn't want to get hurt again.
Right.
So, you know, she's thinking about you. You're thinking about her. Soulmates are very telepathic, by the way.
Right.
Are you getting any messages from her? Do you sometimes feel like you hear a song and it feels like her around?
Yeah, no. I've had a couple telepathic ones that are really I got one of Prince's songs. Not that he just passed, but I forget the song is, but the lyrics were, it's been 8 hours and 13 days. It literally, from the minute the last time I talked to her, was that. And then, like,
wow.
I've seen her, like, I helped her buy a new car. Not, like, I didn't pay for it, but I went with the dealership back. And, like right after that song, passed the car I helped her buy. It wasn't her car. But, like, you know, one day, I was folding my laundry and I walked outside. I was like, I was thinking of her, and sure enough, down the street went that white car, you know?
Are messages. Those are very clear signs. Souls communicate whether they're living or dead the same way, by the way. And right now, you know, she's afraid to love someone who could die on her. She's got her issues, and so you're kind of loving like two dead people. Like, you know, she's dead or you're dead, and you're communicating souls, hearts, minds, but not bodies.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, just keep getting those messages. By the way, I learned how to communicate with any soul living or dead because of a soulmate that couldn't commit and ran away. And my soul was so desperate to communicate to him. Love finds a way, by the way.
I've been trying. I've just keep throwing, you know, prayers out to the universe and my grandfather and, you know, the angels.
And, of course, he should come right through today. He's trying to say your prayers are being answered and heard. I'm hearing
you. Yeah. All right.
So keep sending them out to him because he gets a kick out of it. You know, he's claiming to have brought her in alignment with you, by the way.
I always felt like he brought her. Like, in my hunch, like, I know I'm an intuitive person, so my gut was, for some reason, I've been telling myself, like, last year, I'm like, I'm going to meet her at the airport. I'm going to meet her at the airport. I don't know why, but I know I'm going to meet her.
Because your grandpa was telling you.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that was something that, like, so when I met her, I was like, that gave me the confidence. I was just like, I knew I was going to meet her here. I knew I was going to meet her. And we just, like, hit it off. I mean, my first date was, you know, I mean, I could still feel the first date. It was just, like, flawless. Just, like, you never felt that way before, you know? You know, you've been on dates, but, like,
Never had a soulmate before. Now, you know, and what the wonderful thing about having a soulmate, whether it works or not, is that you would never want to settle for less. You can't marry a woman to fit a plan. It has to be this whole feeling that you have, the way you felt for her. And so, you know, even if you end up with another soulmate, this woman would have helped you not settle. Like, because, you know, you can meet a very nice girl. She's perfect in every way, but you don't have that soulmate connection. And your grandpa, you know, believes in love, by the way. I mean, he believes in, you know, that deep kind of love. And so he says he will try to guide her and help her as well, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And I would just give her your book and give a clue, you know.
and again, it's funny because you live in the same town as I do, correct, or close by?
Right. Yep. No, we do.
I mean, think about these synchronicities. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And because I am really one of the experts on soulmate love, your grandpa would only bring you to an expert. He's going like, I only trust experts. He's cracking me up. He's calling me an expert, which is making me laugh. He's flattering me very, very well from the grave. But he would want you to have the tools to make this work. And by the time you're scheduled for your reading in a few weeks, some things may play out because I'm a mystic, not just a psychic, and the universe knows you're asking for guidance.
Right.
Anybody who even utters the word, grant me a higher love, and that was channeled to me when I was writing the book, will be granted one. I mean, it is a prayer. Just saying grant me a higher love is a prayer. So as you're doing your inner homework, as you're getting to understand yourself, the universe will guide her. By around when you're getting your reading, her school should be over with too, so it's pretty important. Then,
well, that's what I figured. I was like, yeah, let me reach out to her because I think my reading is for next week, at the end of the week. And I was like, let me just reach out in advance. Maybe she'll give me something so if I do speak to her between then and now, I have at least a little knowledge of, you know, bring the pink elephant, you know, sit down, do, you know, let's get together, you know. So,
and that's what you're going to do is just be honest with her. Talking to dead people is brutal because most of them say, I coulda, woulda, shoulda loved better. They always regret they didn't have the courage to tell that person, that special person, what they felt. You're never going to regret putting your heart out there and telling her, look, I can't forget you. You know, you're the one that I want. And tell her. Tell her how you feel. Because if she doesn't know, then she could, you know, tell herself, well, I guess he didn't really care about me, and then she'll be, okay, good, then he wasn't what I thought he was. You want her to know that, you know, you're the one I want. Now, when your grandpa got your grandma, he said he thought she was the greatest thing he ever saw. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. No, he told me.
He loved her.
Yeah.
From the first moment, he loved her, and he made sure he let her know. He made sure he got her. And your grandpa says, be old-fashioned. You know, you're a man who, you know, loves the woman and thinks this is, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. Let her know. Of course, if she says, you know, this is too much for me, I'm scared, go, okay, but I just want you to know how I feel. Otherwise, you can't play games. If you start playing games, you don't play games with soulmates, by the way. It just doesn't work.
No, I've never played games with her. I've always been honest, and you know, I've been understanding and patience too, which is probably one of my good qualities. And that's why, like I said, not a brat, you know, just going with, you know, give her a space to do her schooling, you know. And I knew that when I met her, I was like, look, you do what you gotta do at school, I come second, I'll be around, I'm always here. You know, I didn't want to force myself, you know, someone could force themselves, oh, why don't you spend time? Well, she's just studying, you know. So I went with it, you know.
Okay, and of course, then, you know, sometimes people use excuses not to see us. So, you know, once school's over, you got to kind of, you know, just ask her, is it, do you not feel the same way I do? Now, she may say no. Hearts don't lie. People lie.
Right.
In order for people to be karmically correct, by the way, when they're scared of a soulmate love and they run, is to say, you know, you're probably the love of my life, but I'm too fucked up to do this. I'm scared. I can't do it. Then at least our hearts don't think we made this up. You know, the hard thing is to think we're crazy. We made it up. They don't feel the same thing, you know. It's like,
well, the thing was, so, I mean, you know, and then, you know, she's younger than I am, and she's like, oh, I don't know if I feel a spark. And I'm like, I don't believe that because I'm like, when we first did, like, everything was like, you know, just like all of a sudden it switched. Like that's why I felt like she got scared. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for that, you know. You know, I want it, but she doesn't know but she can't really have it all right now. And that's what I thought.
She's just scared. So what you're going to do is like, you know, between now and your reading, you can email me if you speak to her, if you're not sure what to say. So I always tell people, once you mess it up, it's much harder for me to fix it. If you don't, if you say the right things and we have like, I have like thousands of clients, including Nicole.
Yes.
These people all get higher loves. They all get them. But they sort of have to, you know, follow things and not play games and not listen to people who have never had a soulmate, because they'll just tell you, forget about her. Just get a girl that looks like her. You know, forget about that one.
No, I know other people have told me, and you know what? I haven't said anything bad about her. I've been so optimistic. You know, I believe that if you, you know, you don't want to manifest negative things, because then what's the point, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't really have anything bad about her, you know? Yeah,
other than
you
that,
know.
She ran and of course you keep thinking this is meant to be, and you keep putting that positive energy. You can send her love on the soul plane before you go to sleep. You know, send her love and well wishes. She can hear it. She will get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I'm doing the homework. You know, I'm reading the book and talking. You know, so like
do your homework.
Get through.
And I wrote Grant Me a Higher Love because I know what it is to have someone not be able to step up to the plate to the higher love and run. And I thought, God doesn't bring this higher love just to rip somebody's heart out. And it took me a decade to figure out what made him run, what were the fears, what were my fears, how did this get messed up. And that's what that book is. That book is like, I don't want anybody to suffer the way I did. Never.
I mean, that's exactly what I thought, you know, because I'm like, wait, Grandpa, how could you put this girl in my life and then take away like this, like do that, you know?
Right. And Grandpa says, you know, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make them drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, he will help. So I'm so glad you called in today. I want to try to get a few other listeners tonight.
No, I know.
But
I don't want to take
you have my email. You know where I am.
Yep.
You know, we're like a stone throw away.
Pretty much. I probably run past your house every day. Who knows?
Well, I look forward to seeing you in person.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now, Nicole, wasn't that sweet how, you know, people, when the love isn't working, they find a way to grant me a higher love? I just love that. I just love it. And he lives
great.
Right in Patchogue. It's kind of, and isn't it funny how his grandpa came right through, and that's the man he thought brought
her? Oh, yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Is
happy birthday, Grandma.
Right. We just love the dead over there. Now, we're going to go to call two, which I think is Teresa, and then we're going to do Jody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get those two tonight, okay? So.
All righty, then. Let's do this. So we'll go over to call two. Now, Jody would be, give me the last digits, please.
5166.
Okay. All right, let's go over here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa. It's Cindy. I got your email today, and thank you for the correction on my thing. You know, it's funny because that's an old one that I had someone do my constant contact because I was running late, and I go, just pick one up and do it, whatever. And I'm like laughing. I was like, huh, that shouldn't have showed up. That mistake, I don't remember when that mistake was from, but I haven't seen that in a long time. But thank you for correcting, because I love when people do that. Okay, Teresa, you've been going through a lot, right?
Yes. I tried to, after we last spoke, which was horrific because I was hiding, he's gone, and I've been working very diligently to get myself and everything back on track the way it needs to be, focusing on my business to rebuild. And since it wasn't really, it takes time, I side work here and there. I help my daughter with her business, and I've been working evenings, so I am pretty much a zombie most of the time.
Exhausted.
And it seems like I have a friend that says she's a psychic, or she is. She has psychic ability. I don't know how evolved she really is. And she, you know, she tells me because of all these things that have been happening, she feels that there's a lot of negative energy around me, and she said that because of everything, that every time I do something, I get stonewalled. I'm trying to sell things, to try and make money. I'm trying to do whatever it is I can possibly and physically do to bring something forward, and I keep getting a stonewall. Things I'm doing at night, the driving I'm doing at night, my car breaks down. It's one, and it's not just once, it's a couple, you know, a couple of things, and money that I don't have again. So I'm working basically for nothing at this point. Anything I made, I dumped into my car. And then, you know, I mean, it's
how old
like
is this
that.
Car? How old is this car?
Well, it's a 2004, and actually, I'm sitting in it. It's actually runs very well, and it really has done me very well, and I can't say that.
Well, now you
things.
Just have to listen. You know, your friend, your psychic friend saying you have a curse on you. You've got a 2004 car, expect it to break down. Okay? It's going to need repairs. So that's something that's like has nothing to do with God at this point. It has to do with mechanics. So, you know, it's just the things needed to be fixed. And, I mean, there's those kinds of things, you know, you got to look more to the earth plane and logical reasons for, by the way. And, you know, I hope you've gotten the car fixed so it doesn't break down at night. Did you get it fixed?
Well, I got part of it done, and I'm working on getting the rest. It's just going to take quite a bit of money. And I know it's going to be very good because it's like it's been faithful to me. It's been good to me, you know, up until now. I can't really complain about that. And then the lawsuit, I was trying to get a loan on the lawsuit that's in place. Because that has an awful lot besides my horrible relationship that I released myself from. It's put me in a very big financial hole, and I really was hoping that I would be able to get the loan because it would have given me breathing space. And I was positive. Even though everything seems to be falling around me, I've been trying to keep a very positive attitude, and that punch in the gut just really, it just really got me. I started to feel extreme anxiety and extreme, you know, and things that I haven't felt, and maybe because I'm tired and I'm,
and also because now you're a woman alone, okay? And it's terrifying because you have nobody to lean on to help you. And that's why most women say.
But I've never had that, though.
We had the illusion. We had the illusion there was somebody there, okay?
Yeah, I
know. Now, and women believe any man, deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating, son of a bitch, has been standing on their own 2 feet. And it's scary when you're on your own 2 feet. And, you know, your friend, so-called friend, you know, saying that you have, you know, it's a curse on you. And I'm just bringing that up because there are no curses. That does not exist. There are patterns of dysfunctional behavior that we've learned that keep our life trapped in certain ways that may seem like a curse. But it's really that we haven't corrected everything. Part of your karma and anybody's karma is when we stay too long in a bad relationship, especially one where a man is guilty of fiscal infidelity, and boy do I know that, cheating with money. It's a while before, you know, we get back on our feet, and it's God's way of reminding us, never turn your money over to a man. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you're with a person who's equally as hardworking as you. Like, you're sort of getting some of the karma from your past mistake, okay? And it doesn't burn off immediately, but it's, you know, kind of saying to God, I think I've learned what you want me to learn, okay? And you can kind of take off, you know, the gas off of this situation and give me a break here. That, you know, you understand that some of this financial mess you are is because of your ex-husband, and it doesn't go away. This stuff doesn't go away right away. It affects so much. But what I'm seeing for you is, A, the lawsuit will go through, by the way, and you will get the money from that. Did you try more than one place to get a loan on the lawsuit, the pending lawsuit?
Yes, and I actually thought that this was going to work and go through because I have an expert witness. I have a lot of different things, and I was kind of surprised, and they said to me, that because of the newness of it and because of the fact that this dentist that did this horrible thing, because he was suspended at the time he was doing the work, they have their doubts as far as his insurance company covering him.
Okay, but then this dentist has personal money, and they have to go after him personally, his home and everything else. I mean, you know, there's certain things that perhaps they can go after, but it looks like he may settle and give you some settlement, by the way. So getting a loan on it, you could try again. I'm glad you're suing that dentist, by the way, because people have to be held accountable for when they don't do things properly. And that's part of your lesson. God is trying to teach you to punish people, you know, to have a lawsuit, and I'm glad you're doing that. I do see a soulmate coming for you in the near future, by the way. And I think that would be very good for you. I mean, someone you can depend on and is good and helpful. Now, part of why bad things happen to good people is because we've helped people we shouldn't too much. And it's God's way of saying, now, you don't have anything to help anybody but yourself right now. You can't bail out anybody. You can't help anybody. And when you get abundance again, think carefully before you help people. Make sure they're helping themselves. Because older souls, we could ching up a lot of negative karma because people never get the laws of karma properly because they do A and we do B. They screw up and we clean it up. And after a while, that's not the world. You know, they screw up. They got to clean up their own mess. So can you think about people you might still be helping that you shouldn't be helping? Is there anybody you shouldn't be helping that you're helping?
No, not anymore.
Good.
I really put my foot down. I don't know. I mean, my mother, but I'm not really helping her. She's, she's living here. She is a ball of stress, and I think she's really getting, her marbles are starting to roll around on the floor, if you know what I'm saying.
Is she too much for you to take care of?
Not really. Honestly, we have, I shouldn't say not really, we've had some horrible, horrible times. I think she's just losing it a little bit. I think that's really what it is, and I think I already spoke with her about, we spoke about not even living together. But I think things have calmed down. I think we are, I think I kind of got my point across, and I think that she's really has calmed down. But this is
good,
because you didn't leave one
abusive relationship to get stuck in another.
Okay. Oh, without a doubt.
What you didn't learn from your ex, you're going to learn from your mother. And that's just righteous anger, the facts. Don't attack her. Be nice to her. Say, Mom, I love you, but you're doing A, B, C, D, and it makes me crazy. Try to just not engage with her because it looks like living with her is putting more stress on you, by the way. So we want to just you have to just think about you, pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself, come to that place of self-love. If your daughter was strapped with somebody that was making her life hell living in her house, what would you be telling her? You'd be telling her, put your foot down this has to be, we have to have some peace in this house. And just strive for that. It's not your job to carry her cross. If she becomes too much burden, then you have to figure out what has to be done with her if God wanted you to be totally sacrificing your life for her, you'd have a gazillion dollars, and you don't. So if you had a gazillion dollars, you could stay home and take care of her. So there's a point where you have to figure out, I have to take care of me and my finances. And that's what God wants you to do, take care of you right now, more than anybody.
I'm trying very hard to do that. I see that. And I just, and I see my daughter, Nicole, the one that saw you. By the way, she's pregnant.
Oh,
she's married.
Hooray.
She's married and she's pregnant and she's having the baby in September. And I don't want her feeling that she has to do for me. Like, I see her doing for me what I have done for others in the past. And as much as I don't want that burden on her in her new life, I really pray that God gives me the abundance that I need and that I won't lose my house and I won't be a burden to anyone. Because I'm really fearful of that. I wasn't fearful until I got that punch in the gut with that loan. I thought that it was going to go through and I was going to be able to breathe and things were going to pick up because I feel the business is moving forward, and to get things back. I see things moving slowly. But,
and they will come back. Also, part of our karmic lesson as older souls is to ask for help. Your daughter wants to help you. It's okay to let her help you a little, okay? We have to ask for help. Don't make God really make you have to ask for help. Just let her help you a little bit. It's okay. You help everyone, let her help you. And, she wants to do that. And, some of our lessons is, God will keep making it so we have to ask for help. So, once you're a little comfortable letting her help you, you're not letting your mom abuse you, you're going to put your foot down with that. you'll see your positive energy coming back, and you'll see the universe responding very positively to you. You're falling back to some of your old patterns with your mom, and, you know, allowing someone to be abusive. And, you know, she may or may not be losing her marbles, but, you know, manipulative people, you know, they drive us crazy. They outlive us all, too, by the way. So you might want to just think about what patterns you're repeating from the past and, you know, deal better with your mom like a grown-up, not let her make you crazy. And, you know, I do see money being better in the future for you as well, by the way. And some abundance coming here. So, you know, don't believe in curses. They do not exist. Patterns of behaviors that we haven't healed will bring things that keep bringing us negativity. If we help people we shouldn't, then God will kind of make our life hell so that we don't ka-ching up negative karma helping people we shouldn't. So don't, bad things happen if we get in God's way. So don't take on more than yours to take on. You can't. You're exhausted. Okay? You're exhausted. And the finances will get better. In the near future, focus on you and your money, and you know that comes first. And you really have a very good 5-year period opening up when your birthday. When is your birthday? The month and the day?
February 9th. It passed.
Okay, so now it's really you're going to tie up some loose ends, and then when you get to your birthday in February, you open up a very good 5-year period. So why don't you just sort of meditate on, why do I feel stuck in the same place? Is this some of the same patterns of behavior from the past? And focus on how, you know, you feel almost in the same position that you were in the past. And again, with logical things like an older car, yeah, they're going to break down. Okay, that's just the way it is.
I don't feel like I'm stuck in old patterns. I don't think, because I was doing very well, and I'm trying to get back to that, you know, that you know, hard working and going after it and keep working and keep moving along, because good things are going to come my way, and I keep trying to feel that way. And then I thought, if I had that loan had gone through, I would maybe not work the nights. I wouldn't be working till 4 in the morning. I'd be able to focus clearly on my business more so than what I can, because I feel like I'm forced to do this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, put that out to the universe. You've got the Wheel of Fortune spinning for you come February. So start telling, you know, visualize, practice the laws of attraction.
Wait till February.
No, by February, things will start really being, you know, everything's going to be put into play. Things will be getting better all along anyway. But what it'll be is just that you'll be ready to get your business really full time and all of that. So, you know, just visualize in the laws of attraction. When I see your business doing well, that's what you want to be doing. Your relationship with your mom better. Keep seeing it all and watch it manifest, by the way. So,
and
really,
I hope I meet that man.
And that's what I'm seeing here too.
I'm never going. I have no time to even go out, to even breathe, to even think that I have the time or the energy to even get involved with someone. And it would really be nice to have someone that's kind and good.
And that's what I see for you. So, you know, email me. Let me know what happens. Please keep emailing me, and I like to keep in touch. And I'm going to try to get Jody now, because I did promise I would speak to Jody tonight too before
I'm
the
sorry,
show ends.
Loretta.
Good luck. No, sorry. We love you. Thank you for calling in, by the way.
No, I love you too.
And good luck to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Don't you love friends that tell you got curses on you? Okay. Let's talk to Jody. Hi, Jody. You're live and on the air, so, okay, Jody's got a work question too, right?
Yes, I want to tell you, I went today to the interview, and she says, I have a rapport with you, I really like you, you're very professional, but the job is too physical for you. And she said, I feel horrible because she can't mention the walker. So she said, you can't go up the steps with the kids, blah, blah, blah. She said, but Jody, I really like you here. So I said, I understand. I get it. I could still sub. As I'm ready to leave, I said, I really like it here. She said, you know what? Could you show up tomorrow until the end of June? So she gave me the permanent sub position.
Okay, good.
I know. So we managed, because guess what? I couldn't get away with it. I couldn't do what the job required. She gave me school monitor position, and I took it, and I was thrilled and excited. So I have a job every day until school ends.
Well, great. And you see, you manifested that with your positive energy.
Yes.
Jody,
yes.
Everybody loves Jody. We should have a TV show. Everybody loves Jody, okay?
Wait a minute.
And you were so nice to the woman, and she was nice to you. And, you know, she'll put a good word in for you to get the job in
yep.
September. Is there any summer work you could do?
Well, I just applied for that, too. I called the guys, Department of Labor. He sent my resume in. My resume went in, and I went on the interview for after-school program. But I know she liked me because she said, Jody, I like you. You're very professional. I love the way you dress, and you're good with the kids. So I took the permanent sub because I figured, if anything, at least I know I will have a job every single day. It won't be as much money, but I like doing what I'm doing. So I was happy about that.
Great. And okay. That's what, and I'm so happy now. We're, you know, as again, I always say I'm a mystic, not just a psychic. Don't you think it's funny that you had emailed the other day that, you know, you wanted to speak to us, and then you got this.
I
so
know.
That you could share your good news with us today.
I know. I was excited. So I'll open up milk containers till the end of June. I could care less because I actually like doing this. I like the kids. But now, wait, listen to this. You know the love of my life. I knew I was going to work and because I actually worked at it and I manifested it. So I just had good intentions. Of course, I get a text today, lunch soon. Seriously. This man, because I listened to our show, is my soulmate. Six
wow.
years, that feeling has never left. Doesn't make a difference. Whoever I looked at, never liked them. It is this man. And when you said there's signs, of course, I'm going to say it because I don't really care. He drives a Borset truck. Every time I think of him, I look up and there's a Borset truck.
You see? And I never see a Boar's Head truck, so it's certainly your sign.
But the thing is, this feeling never leaves Cindy for 6 years. It never left.
And it won't until you're granted another soulmate or he's back. So what I'm seeing is they're going to close this up pretty soon because soulmate relationships work in 5-year cycles. And, you know, now it's already 6 years, so... You know, pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you.
Do you
and commit
see
to healing.
Anybody?
I do see you with a soulmate. So you're a good catch, by the way.
Where the hell is he?
Okay, well, now you're getting yourself out there. You're teaching. You're at the schools. You know, you just have to be a little bit patient because it does take some time to bring soulmates in alignment with
him?
People.
But wait a minute, Cindy, before you get off. Is it him?
Is it him?
I'm
not sure that's going to be him because he's taken an awful long time to come your way.
No, but is he my soulmate?
He's one of your soulmates. We have more than one soulmate.
Well,
thank God.
I never felt like that about anybody.
Okay, well, you would need a soulmate that's as high a soulmate as this one. Okay, you know, we have several soulmates, so that's important for you to know because.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going to pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and you want to be the same. If it's him, so be it. If not, they will begin to bring the other soulmate in alignment with you.
Well,
so,
I wish I could stop liking him and bring somebody else in.
Well, you don't have to stop loving him. You don't have to stop loving him because that's a waste of energy. Okay? It's like you're loving a dead man now. You're loving him with your heart, soul, mind, but not with your body. So, you know, you actually need a flesh and blood man to be there to make love to,
yeah.
to help you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, you know, we don't need to love somebody like they're dead. We would like to love somebody like they're living, don't you think?
Exactly. But you know what? I was so happy that I got that job today. I almost started crying. I was thrilled.
Oh, You are the best in gratitude. You are like, the reason I made you wait to the end of the show is your spirit guides told me she's got good news. Okay.
Yeah,
originally, you were calling, wondering if you were going to get what you were going to get. Now you know.
Yeah. And okay. I really wanted that permanent position. But guess what? I took, because I was grateful for what she gave me. And so be it. So I got to go somewhere now every day.
Good for
so
you.
I wanted
and you're
you
gonna,
to
and
know.
And you're going to call in to us and let us know how you're doing in the future because, you know, we love you.
You mean
what, really,
my soulmate? The man that's coming to take me away.
Exactly. And we needed to end our show with you because we needed something. Somebody who's manifesting a career, money. Somebody who's manifesting and who's been following the guidance of Grant Me Higher Love because you've been hanging around us for a couple of years now.
Yes, yes. And I appreciate you answering what's your phone number, but I just want to tell you, don't ever give up. I hear some of these women, stop worrying about depending on a man. You have to do everything for yourself first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now it's my turn. Where is he? Make me a cup of coffee and bring it to me.
And you know that we love, love, love you. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. All right. When I find this hot man of my dreams,
you're
going
to send me a picture of him. You're going to send a picture of him giving you a big kiss. That's what I would love to see. Well, good luck to you. We're going to end our show.
Bye.
We're at the end of our show, and I want to thank all our callers, particularly Andrew, because we just, we just love the men that are on the higher level. Didn't you just love Andrew today, Nicole?
What's that?
Didn't you just love Andrew today? Like, if you weren't a lesbian, wouldn't you just love him?
No, he's adorable. I love it when men call in, too.
Me
you
too.
Know, because, you know, we get very, very, we get a lot of estrogen.
We need
nice
a little more
to
testosterone around here.
It's
you're not
nice
kidding.
To see the other side come to the table here.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for, like, everything.
And thank
and
you,
and we'll all
Cindy.
Speak next week. It's almost going to be Memorial Day. We're almost going to be ringing in the summer. Hooray.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Woohoo. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night, Cindy.